tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Good afternoon. 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Gym class coming your way here on KGYM. Coming up, we will remember the life and times of Chris Street 25 years ago today that he left us. And, of course, tomorrow Iowa will take on Purdue, the Chris Street Forever game coming up tomorrow in Iowa City. Rick Brown will be joining us, and he has authored a brand new book on Chris Street. We will talk with Rick Brown here on the program. Also, it is Friday. That means it is time for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. We will have that for you. Zach Johnson on the golf course as well in the desert, and we'll let you know how he is doing. All that coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We welcome you into the gym class here on KGYM for a Friday. Thank you very much for joining us. Boy, what a difference 5 or 6 days can make. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, on this Friday as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway right here on KGYM. We'll be followed at 4 o'clock by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And then high school basketball coming up tonight, actually this evening on the South Gym 106.3 FM. They will break away from programming at 5:50 and have a doubleheader of high school basketball. It'll be West Branch hosting Bellevue tonight. And then at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, it'll be high school boys basketball. No. 9 Cedar Falls in town to take on the Kennedy Cougars. Another chance to see A.J. Green, and looking forward to that. Should be a heck of a ball game coming up tonight. And then tomorrow, more games at the U.S. Cellular Center with the big Wells Fargo shootout. Part 2, if you will. And that will be coming up starting at 3:30 tomorrow. Linmar will face Western Dubuque, followed by the rematch of last year's consolation final in 4A. Kennedy and Sioux City East, a very good Sioux City East team coming over. And then following that, it'll be the nightcap. Iowa City West, fresh off their first defeat of the year at the hands of Cedar Falls, will take on Prairie. All those games on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow. And, of course, we've got Iowa State basketball at 1600 AM tomorrow, beginning at 12 noon. Iowa State hosting 8th-rated Texas Tech. And then the Iowa State women taking on top 20-rated West Virginia tomorrow night. And that will be at 6 o'clock, both of those games on 1600 AM. And Mark, good afternoon. A beautiful 45-degree day outside
good
today.
Good afternoon, it certainly is. It's National Popcorn Day. I was sitting here wondering how many bags of popcorn you've eaten at high school games in your life. Probably not many. You probably don't eat while you're on the air.
I do not. No, that is a no-no. And also, you don't eat popcorn prior to it, because what do popcorn holes tend to do? They'll tend to get kind of stuck somewhere, and then all of a sudden you're trying to talk, and all of a sudden you start coughing uncontrollably. In the day, yes, I enjoyed a good bag of popcorn. Yeah. Now, Mr. Jeff Johnson is the popcorn connoisseur.
He is indeed, yeah.
And he will enjoy at least one bag of popcorn at each venue, and he may... I haven't seen where J.J. is going to be at, if he'll be over at Kennedy tonight.
He's at a doubleheader. He'll have a couple.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. He'll have a couple. That'll be coming up later on. But, yeah, looking forward to our game tonight, Kennedy and Cedar Falls over at the Kennedy Gym this evening. And love to hear from you out there. And it's a Friday. Everyone's looking forward to Iowa-Purdue. They're looking forward, I guess, to remembering Chris Street tomorrow. We wish we didn't have to remember Chris Street in this way, in this fashion. And, of course, it was 25 years ago today that we all heard the news about his tragic passing. And we're going to talk to Rick Brown coming up here in just a little bit. But I thought just today to be just to pay our own tributes here a little bit. Not everyone knows, Mark, about Chris Street, the younger generation. You know, I take Kyle as an example. Kyle was either not born or was very, very small when all this took place anyway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just has highlights basically to look at as far as what Chris Street did on the basketball court. And I remember the first time I saw Chris Street. I think it was 88 state tournament down in Des Moines, 1988 for Indianola, as he was a sophomore playing. And I think had already made his commitment to Iowa at that point and was just, was this gangly kid. You could see that he had some ability, had some good athleticism, and was a guy that could get up and down the court very well for a very good Indianola team. Had a really good three-year run when he was there, and then had another terrific 3 years at Iowa before that tragic night. But, you could see something special, I think, even then. And I don't want to get into a debate, would he have been a pro or anything like that. That's been talked about and kicked around and whatnot. And, that's not the point of what we want to say. We just want to get, people's remembrances of Chris Street.
Well, I think some forget that he was a pretty good high school quarterback as well.
Yes, he was.
At Indianola. And I know Rick has a passage in his book after a playoff loss that Indianola had. Chris went to his head coach and asked if he could go to the opposing locker room. And coach was kind of, why? And Street said he just wanted to congratulate the other team. And so he did.
And you don't see
you
that.
Don't get that out of every high school player, no.
Now you get NBA guys that are breaking down the doors to get to the other locker room.
For different reasons.
He was a very good quarterback. 6'5", rangy. And in this day and age, if it was 25 years later that he was going through high school, he'd have a pretty tough decision to make because things have changed as far as the National Football League is concerned. They like those big quarterbacks at 6'5". So, yeah, it would have been interesting to see if that would have changed or not. 319-366-1600. Hurtine and Stocker Jewelers text line located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. And, of course, that is our phone number as well, 319-366-1600. And the University of Iowa has put out today that only standing room only tickets remain for the game tomorrow. So that's good to see that it will be a good crowd, despite the fact that Iowa's just not playing very good basketball at this point. But I think people are going to have, come together tomorrow, if you will, for a bigger cause.
I would imagine that, teammates like Wade Lookingbill will probably be in attendance.
Kenyon Murray.
Among others, yeah.
I know, who, by the way, named one of his twin boys Chris.
Spelled it differently, but
yeah. It's with the K, but yeah. Did name it after Chris Street.
Indeed, he did. Yeah.
After Chris Street. So I know that Kenyon will be there tomorrow. Prairie with an off Friday night tonight. They moved that game that was going to be played tonight to tomorrow night with Iowa City West at the U.S. Cellular Center. So a little bit of a strange situation right there as well. But he will be there. A lot of the former teammates will be there. Managers, just administration people, and Tom Davis expected to be there tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena. So yeah. It'll be good to see the good doctor there tomorrow. Probably getting ready to be in a golf course somewhere around. 11 past 3, going to talk to Rick Brown coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line or the phone line. And we started off with Wally here today to talk about Chris Street. Hi, Wally.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, good. That was a sad, sad evening when he passed. Very, very sad. He was, first off, there's so many things that I want to say that he could do, but I think maybe the most important one, other than the fact that he was a fierce, fierce competitor, he broke somebody's nose in practice. I forget who it was, going up for a rebound in practice.
Yeah,
and that's how he played.
Okay? Absolutely, that's absolutely.
He's probably the best team leader on the Iowa basketball team we've seen since he passed. I can't think of anybody else that led the team like he did. If we needed a three, there he was. If we needed somebody to rip a board down, he came down with it. If he needed to make a good sharp pass to somebody to hit somebody open for a J, he did it. I mean, his career in the NBA was just, going to happen. It would have happened. There's no doubt in my mind. And, I think a lot of people came to that Carver Hawkeye Arena just to watch him play alone sometimes. I mean, I know the Hawks had a good basketball team back then, but
they were very
anyway,
yep, they
guess,
were very
I
good.
I guess that's about all. I don't know. He just had the whole thing going, and the leadership and the fierce competitiveness. I don't think I've seen that since him.
Thanks, Wally.
So, appreciate it.
Thank you.
3:14. As Wally gets things started here today, was a very good leader. I do remember that. And he was the type of guy, if he needed to hold your hand a little bit, so to speak, he'd do that. If he needed to kick you in the butt, he would do that. Even in his younger time at Iowa, he was just that kind of a guy.
He wasn't without laughter either. There's that iconic photo of he and Coach Tom Davis on the bench, and just captured everything about the maybe that relationship, but also about Chris Street, a fun-loving guy who also played hard and was committed to his teammates and the University of Iowa. And, Wally, I don't know, you know, if he would have been an NBA player, I think he would have had a heck of a shot. But that takes a different animal sometimes, and it wouldn't have been without effort. Chris Street trying at least to go to the NBA.
Oh, yeah. He would have given it his you can't give 110%, but he might have. And you think of great leaders that Iowa's had. Chris Street is obviously one of those. I mean, just lately, I think of Mike Gatens. I think he was a tremendous leader for the team. And Matt, there I go. Well, Mike was too.
Yeah.
In his day. And then, guys like Andre Woldridge. I think Peter Jock has turned out to be much more of a leader than we thought he was for this basketball team down the stretch right here as far as Iowa is concerned. 3:15 here on the program. We're going to talk to Rick Brown coming up here in just a few minutes and get his thoughts about his book and his thoughts about Chris Street, of course, covering him for the Des Moines Register for that particular timeline.
Indeed. Let's take you out to the golf course for just a second while we collect our thoughts on Chris Street, the Career Builder Challenge being played in California right now on three different courses. Zach Johnson having a heck of a day. He's currently tied for fourth, 6 under par on his round today. Just suffered his first bogey after 7 birdies. He is at 11 under par for the tournament, 1 behind tri leaders Nick Watney, Brandon Harkins, and John Rahm. Zach with 3 holes to play and positioned himself quite well. The cut comes after 3 rounds in this tournament.
Correct, because it is a pro-am, one of the handful of pro-ams out there. Some guys like to play in the pro-am. Some don't like to play in the pro-am. So just your personal preference. If you like to get out there with the amateurs and they try to stay out of your way, but they're still trying to be asking questions and whatnot. But I like the pro-ams. I think they're kind of fun out there. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on Chris Street and assorted other things coming up here on the program today.
Poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with this weekend's NFL playoffs, the championship games. Which teams will win this week's conference championship games? Be the Patriots and Eagles? Will be the Patriots and Vikings will advance? Jaguars-Eagles or Jaguars-Vikings? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
There you go. And you know what?
Ask and you shall receive, huh?
Absolutely. Ask and you shall receive here. And we're going to 1, Kyle. There we go. We're going to go to line number 1 here and bring in our friend Kenyon Murray, who's got a Friday night off tonight. What are you going to do on a Friday night, Kenyon, without a basketball game?
We still got practice and our sophomores play, so we'll be out supporting those guys for sure.
Because you guys play tomorrow night. We'll be out there to see the game at the U.S. Cellular Center and to broadcast it. So,
it should be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that anyway. But, it's going to be, I hope, a great, great day tomorrow at 11 o'clock and throughout the day at Carver Hawkeye Arena and around Iowa City. And I know you're a big part of that tomorrow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I won't be there. We got some other family commitments, but I've already, spoken with Mike and Patty, and they know I won't be there. But you know, just really thinking about them, you know, as well as Chris, you know, today. And I think the people that will be surrounding the family tomorrow will be unbelievable. And I think it's just incredible, you know, one, that Iowa has put something like this together to continue to honor Chris's memory. But I think it still just shows just how much he meant to people and how much he meant to the state. So it should be pretty emotional, but I think it'll be a great celebration of who he was. So. Well,
obviously, it meant a lot to you, Kenny, if you named one of your sons after him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chris is a big reason why I chose to come to Iowa. I had a great visit with him. Iowa's a great school, but, you know, being able to meet him and have him as a teammate was one of the most exciting things that, you know, I remember when it came through the selection process of where I decided to go to school. And he and I became fast friends, and when naming Chris, I did ask Patty, though, if it was okay if I changed it to a K instead of a CH. So she was always, you know, she's an unbelievable person, unbelievable mother, I mean, unbelievable spirit. And so to get her blessing to be able to do that and for her to know that, you know, that was my tribute to him, you know, still remains to be something very special. And so, yeah, but it was not without her blessing that I did it, so.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. And just how many people are most of the guys going to be able to come back for the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I think from everything that I've seen from the emails from Shelly, I think we're going to have a really good showing tomorrow of his former teammates and just former Hawkeyes in general, you know, being there. So it should be great. You know, I know you know, the game kind of takes a backseat to it. I know it sounds kind of bad, but I think, you know, who and what they're going to be honoring tomorrow is phenomenal. And like I said, you know, unfortunately I won't be there, but, you know, I'll be there in spirit and definitely watching and keeping up when I can. So
that'll be good. It'll be great to see everybody and Coach Davis as well. So be good to see
Absolutely.
Tom.
Absolutely. So, I mean, he, you know, I don't think people give Coach enough credit as far as being able to get us through that situation. I think it takes a special person to be able to balance that, you know, when you deal with tragedy like that with a team. But I don't think there was anybody else that I would rather have as a coach or as a leader of men than Coach Davis and John Streif, and the entire staff was just phenomenal for us guys back then. And, you know, continue to be, you know, beacon for Chris and who he was about. And so I can't thank Coach and everybody, all the coaching staff that was there enough for getting us through it. So
it had to go to be tough, excuse me, Kenyon, to go to that next practice.
Yeah, it was, you know, but I think what Coach did was he knew that we needed time to grieve, and I think, you know, for him too. But I think basketball was also therapeutic for all of us because we knew that's what Chris would want us to do. You know, it's kind of a fog as far as what happened, you know, in those days leading up to the game when we came back and played Michigan State. But the one thing I do remember is that there was a unity amongst the team, but that unity and that togetherness was all Coach Davis and what he provided as leadership for us. So it was, you know, but, you know, we knew we had a job to do and we got back out and did it. And obviously Chris was with us, you know, for the rest of the season and helped us through a couple of nice wins.
Very much so. And all right. Hey, thanks for chiming in, Kenyon. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Have a great day. Yep. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Kenyon Murray, former Hawkeye, now here in town, assistant coach at Cedar Rapids Prairie. And great to hear from him.
Ed on the text line, I just passed that fateful spot where the accident happened. Wow, that's incredible about going to the other team's locker room. 1545, Chris Street was a product of a good upbringing. Last year, I was sitting in front of Street's parents at a game. I recognized his mom from videos I'd seen, so I asked her if she was Chris's mother. And when she said yes, I told her he was my favorite player. She didn't know me from Adam, but she warmly took my hand and wouldn't let go. That made a big impression on me.
Absolutely. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. And we do have to get to Rick Brown, though.
Absolutely.
And talk more about Chris Street. So we will continue our remembrances of Chris Street as the Chris Street game comes up tomorrow in Iowa City. This, real quick, before we get to the break, though, a couple of things. First of all, trade in Major League Baseball just announced as the St. Louis Cardinals have traded Randall Grichuk to the Toronto Blue Jays for a pair of pitchers, Connor Green and Dominic Leone. And he will be a starting outfielder in Toronto, and the Cardinals get a couple of arms back. So Cardinal fans, a lot of them out there. Randall Grichuk, now a member of the Toronto Blue Jays. And a reminder, coming up next, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will have your opportunity to win tickets to see the World Championship Ice Racing Series coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena for one night only, a week from tomorrow night at the Ice Arena. Tickets are on sale at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, or online at Ticketmaster.com. You can check out more information at KGYMradio.com. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk with Rick Brown, who authored a book on Chris Street. We'll talk about that when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
We'll have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming your way here in just a little while. Your chance to win a $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Club on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. That will come up here in just a little bit. We'll get the panel together and talk about that and make our picks at that time. All right, Rick Brown set to join us right now, and Rick has authored a brand new book about the late Chris Street, Emotion in Motion, The Life and Legacy of Chris Street. And Rick taking time to join us right now. And Rick, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And before we get too far into it, does Mr. Dukes owe you any dinners or anything like that from your trips through Big Ten country?
No, I'm still waiting to see him hit a golf ball like Fuzzy Zeller, though.
I can't hit it like you, Rick. Zach's tied for the lead now, by the way.
Yeah, I know. He's on fire.
Very much so.
Well, let's get into the book, Rick, and let's just start out by asking you how it all came about.
Well, back in 2013, the 20th anniversary of Chris's passing, the street family, Mike and Patty, approached me about writing a book. I said I would love to. I just didn't know, because of my job, how much time I'd have to work on it, but I said, I'll get it done. And so once I took the buyout in December of 2015, ended my newspaper career, did another book project last year, and then start of this year, I called them and said, let's get it done. So really, in earnest, I've been working on it just since, well, I said this year, I meant last year, 2017.
What was the process like?
You know, the great thing was that I had no structure, no guideline. I could do what I could shape it the way I wanted to. And I pushed it at the start, like what was if I was writing a big profile for the newspaper on someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I went about reporting it and just kind of let it morph from there. And every time it went a different direction, then I would pursue that, and that would be another leg of the story. Try to do it chronologically, going through his life from a young boy. But the interesting thing was that his heart was set on being a Hawkeye at such a young age that it made it natural to go back and look at his past.
Well, and you going back and looking at his past from the very beginning, even back to Indianola days. Now, you were in that area, obviously, working for the Register. You got to see him play ball, play football. And we mentioned what a good quarterback he was. And many people didn't know that. But like you said, always wanted to – the dream was to be a Hawkeye. And that's all he wanted to do. And even back in those days at Indianola.
Right. In fact, actually, his love for the Hawkeyes started back when he lived in Humiston. He lived in Humiston until he was going into his sophomore year of high school. And to the Iowa Television Network. He's a baby of the Iowa Television Network. He would watch the Hawkeyes. And the Streets and several other couples would get together every night the Hawkeyes played and watch them together. And that's where he really focused in on Iowa basketball and decided he wanted to be part of that, to which kids would tell him, you're nuts, Street. There's no way a kid from Humiston could play Big Ten basketball. And you say, well, we'll see. And he did it.
We've shared our stories more than once, I think, on this show, Rick, about where we were and what we were doing 25 years ago today. Where were you on that fateful night?
Actually, my story's not very exciting, Mark. I was at home, and phone rang, I can't, 9 o'clock or something. And I remember I was in my, answered in the phone in the kitchen, and it was someone down at the Register calling me and saying, you know, we have this report that Chris Street's been killed in an auto accident. I said, oh, come on, you know, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, really. And so, you know, I headed down to the office, and I tell people that was the night before Clinton's inauguration. And I remember the paper had been all laid out, and they tore that baby up, and the headline is etched in my mind the next morning. Hawk star Chris Street killed. That's kind of how I found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for people, you know, and we were talking about it, we started our show today with remembrances, because there's at least a whole generation that has been born since that fateful night anyway. And just to get across that, Chris, it's almost like a bigger than life story that he was maybe just too good, but you know, it's all true. I mean, this guy was a born leader, and not only a great basketball player, but just was a great human being.
And you know, part of the lure of him is that you're exactly right the way you described him. But he played basketball where he's not covered by a face mask, and basketball, the fans are right on you. They can watch you, and they can read your passion, your emotion. And they saw how much it meant to him to be on that floor playing. And, man, he played his way into so many people's hearts, and they never forgot that. And they still remember that. It was that unique.
Reading Chad Lystico's piece in the Register about the book and about Chris Street, there's a passage in there about, I think the Streets were struck by the fact that the book is so much more about relationships than anything else. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I you know, it touches on his career, but so many relationships. Like one, John Hartley played football for Iowa. You know, his brothers, Jim and Chuck, played here. His other brother, Andy, played in Wisconsin. But he was a football player. He and Chris became friends. And had a really close friendship. And my Capanna Street knew nothing about this. And talking to John about his relationship with Chris and how he and Chris would motivate each other. They'd say, "Is that all you got? You can do better than that. Come on." And I was just, it stunned me that he could have that close of a relationship with someone and his parents wouldn't even know. He once went to the Hartleaps for the weekend and didn't tell his parents he was going. And John Hartleap says there was a picture of John, Chris Street, and then John's dad, Lou. And Lou still has it on the mirror in his bedroom. That's how much the kid meant to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Other story. We're talking with Rick Brown, by the way, who authored the book Emotion in Motion, The Life and Legacy of Chris Street. Any other stories like that that you didn't know of that really jumped out at you in writing this book?
Well, one of my favorites is that Coach Tom Davis was trying to teach Chris how to use a pump fake because he thought it would work perfect with his strength and being able to get a guy up in the air and make him follow him. Chris couldn't catch the concept, couldn't do it. Well, Paul Long was still on the team at that time, and he was Chris's roommate. He says, "Coach, I got this." 10 minutes later, he showed him how to do a pump fake. Well, we scroll ahead to the last game of Chris's career against Duke. He needs to make 2 free throws to set Iowa's all-time record of 34 straight. Late in the first half, he gets a rebound. Donnie Barnes misses a shot. He pump fakes not once but twice. Thomas Hill bites on the second one, fouls him. Mm-hmm. 2 free throws to make the record, and never shot another free throw, so the record was an empty.
Rick, Kenyon Murray just called into the show a little bit ago, and he was talking about how Tom Davis really brought this team together after Chris's death, and I can only imagine how difficult it was to go to that next practice and that next game, and Kenyon didn't really paint that kind of picture. What do you recall?
You know, it's interesting because talking to Tom Davis about that, how did you do this? How did you get him to turn the page? He said, "Well, there's obviously no textbook on how to do it. You just go by feel." But you talk to people like Gary Close, and you talk to Jerry Strong, who's the director of basketball operations there, and you talk to John Streiff, the father figure for all those players. They will just tell you, Coach Davis did a masterful job of caring about everybody but himself. And getting them all, "Are you okay? Is everybody okay? We're going to take this at our pace. When you guys want to practice, we'll practice." And somehow, some way, they were able to. Well, the first 2 games after his death are still 2 of the greatest games in Iowa history. But you look in the big picture, they were 23-9 and got the second round of the tournament. And I think they were a 4 seed. So they were still a pretty good team.
Yeah, very much so. And you talk about those 2 games. Right afterwards, the game at Michigan State, and then the game against Michigan in the Fab Five back at home. And it's just awe-inspiring still, especially the Michigan game, especially the aftermath of the Michigan game.
People who have seen more games than I have in that arena, Coach Davis, Coach Close, will say too, it's the most emotional setting in that arena ever. The only thing that was even close was the 2013 game, which Gary Close took part in as an assistant at Wisconsin when they honored him for the 20th anniversary on the night of his passing. So, yeah, just the emotion of that night and that Michigan game, the Fab Five, I don't think will ever be matched in this arena.
You talked to Fred Hoiberg, former Iowa State coach, about Chris Street. What was his story?
Well, I told Fred that one time I used him to my advantage. Chris was there warming up, and I told him that it was the week of the Iowa State game, and I told him I'd been in Ames the day before, and I said, "I talked to Hoiberg, he's going to kick your butt." And Chris kind of laughed, and he walked away, and he came back, and he says, "Did he really say that?" Said, "Yeah, he did. He's dribbling the ball harder and harder on the floor, and he walks away, and he comes back again. No, really, did he say that?" So I finally had to come clean. I said, "I didn't want to cause any incident." I said, "No, Chris, I'm just teasing you." He was disappointed. You could tell. He thought, "Oh, man, I'm going to be juiced for this game. This is how I'm going to get juiced." And suddenly I was lying to him. But, Fred, those two were your teammates. And Fred stayed at Chris's house a few nights when the practices were in Des Moines. And they became really close friends. And the worst game of Fred's career was in Iowa City. That year, he had 1 point. And he said the more he struggled inbound in the pass at the front of the press with Chris there, the more Chris was smiling at him.
Kind of immaterial, Rick, but was he an NBA player in your mind?
I think he was. I mean, people say, well, first round. I don't know if he'd been a first round pick, but the way his game was improving and what he was doing by his junior year, if you recall, he was putting it on the floor, taking the basket. He was starting to shoot the three-pointer. Clearly, his free throw shooting was markedly improved. And that's, you know, he still had another season, half a season, and then a whole other season after that. I think he would have had a 10-year career in the NBA. Hmm.
A Ryan Bowen-like career.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Those two are very similar games.
Yep, very similar. It's a great comparison. I mean, people compare him with Jeff Fettles and Aaron White. But to me, Ryan Bowen was a spitting image of Chris Street.
No, I would agree.
How are Chris Street's parents doing? I mean, they opened up their house to you and opened up boxes of letters and correspondence and who knows what. Tell us about them.
You know, I think they're doing as well as you can expect. When I don't know what it's like to have a child who's such a high-profile athlete and so beloved. And to me, maybe that whole of the hot stuff about he was a Hawkeye maybe overshadows the grief a parent feels losing a child. They have good moments. They have bad moments. They still do all these years later. But it makes their hearts warm that people remember their son. You know, people, I had a conversation with somebody the other day. You know, I saw Mike Street, and I wanted to tell him where I was when I heard his son was killed, and I thought that would be inappropriate. And I said, no. If you see him again, tell him, because they like to hear those stories. Mm. They like to hear people are still engaged in talking about their son.
Yeah. Most of the guys are going to be there tomorrow. Tom Davis will be there tomorrow, and I know there'll be a lot of sad moments, but I think there are going to be a lot of happy moments tomorrow too, remembering Chris.
Yeah, I've been privy to. In fact, I'll get to take part in the halftime ceremony. Man, I think it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be what a tribute it's going to be to Chris. And you know, this will probably be the last tribute to Chris. 25 years. I think his parents realize that. I think it's going to be a special moment. Now they announced. There's standing room only, so it's going to be sold out, which right away is a nice tribute to Chris.
Are you going to travel around with the book at all, Rick, or just let it sell itself?
I am going to do some travel. We're still trying to set that up because, well, we got lucky. They got the book done 4 weeks before they said they would. So we're kind of scrambling here, but it worked perfect because it's out now with the anniversary of his passing today, 25 years ago, and the game tomorrow. So we got lucky on that part of it.
Yeah, and boy, looking forward to tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great day, and hopefully this year's edition of the Hawkeyes will respond and give Purdue a game tomorrow.
Yeah, well, they beat them last year, but as we all know, things don't necessarily carry over 1 year
to that. Rick, congratulations on the book. Great project to undertake, and great talking to you again.
Great talking to you guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. You bet. Rick Brown, catch his book. And again, it is Emotion in Motion, The Life and Legacy of Chris Street. And I think he's going to be there tomorrow. And I think he's going to have, if I read correctly, copies of the book there tomorrow. And that will be, I think, prior to the game and after the game, or at least after the game. So going to be your opportunity to at least maybe you talked with him and some of the others. And I'm not exactly sure what all is going on tomorrow in Iowa City. I know they're doing the halftime tribute to Chris tomorrow, and they're going to have little snippets, I think, throughout the game of maybe his highlights of his 2.5 years in Iowa City. So should be a very, very good day.
I know the players
remember.
Are going to have warm-ups with the number 40 yep. on it, I believe. And yeah.
We're going to get to a break and bring in the panel. Zach Johnson just made a bomb from about 60 feet to take the lead in the Career Builder Challenge. He is 8-under today at the Nicholas Tournament course. Yeah, that is the course he is playing He's got a one-shot lead on Nick Watney and Brandon Harkins right now, along with Jason Kokrak and John Rahm. So, been a while since Zach has been in the lead of a PGA event. The last tournament he won was the 2015 Open Championship.
I did. He actually led in Hawaii after one round, but that then kind of collapsed a little bit and whatnot. But wonderful playing today. 9 birdies against 1 bogey, and he is in the clubhouse, as you said, 13 under par and 1 up.
Yeah, so a great day today for the Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson. Take a break, come back, and we will have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 for you after this. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship-shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children, all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
All right, thanks to Rick Brown for joining us, talking about his book on the life and times of Chris Street, and more on Chris coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, immediately following our program right here on KGYM. And we've got the panel assembled and ready to go, as it is time for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in downtown Iowa City. And we got Sean ready to go here. Sean, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. A lot of good remembrances today of Chris Street. So it's kind of fun to talk about Chris.
Yeah, good guy.
Very much so. Very much so. Todd, get us up to speed here.
Well, I'm glad we've got Sean with us because he was our weekly winner last week. So he's going to bat leadoff here. We're picking the conference championship games and I had to throw in a couple prop bets here to round things out this week, but we're going to start with New England and Jacksonville, and we will pick this at 8.5. Although, as you know, if you've listened to ESPN programming today, the number has dropped to, I believe it's 7 in Las Vegas right now because of Glovegate. So New England, an 8.5-point favorite over the Jaguars. Or Jaguars, if you're Joe Thomas, Cleveland Browns, who's just a simple guy from Wisconsin. Sean.
Got to go with the Patriots and go with them big.
I agree with Sean wholeheartedly. This thing is just a ruse. Have you people been down this avenue before? It's the Patriots doing Patriot things. New England's going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to go big. Mark.
I like the Jaguars defense. And I think Jacksonville will keep it close. Give me Jacksonville.
I've actually talked to myself. I won't even say I had to convince myself. I love this matchup. I think Jacksonville could win outright. If we're picking this at 8.5, definitely give me the Jags.
You guys. Hook, line,
Todd's
sinker.
Todd's shaking his head.
Hook, line, well, and sinker.
I was at a deli earlier today mulling over what I was going to do with this game. And no matter how thin you slice it,
whoa,
I think I've got to go with New England here. I think there's something to Brady being injured, but there's also a heck of a lot to playing at Gillette Stadium, and I think the Patriots are cruising into the Super Bowl.
Thinly sliced roast beef for Todd.
And you wanted to make sure you get in the house tonight.
Yeah.
That's a big help.
I don't feel like I have to explain this one much. Give me the Patriots.
You will when your brother's playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars next year. The over-under in this game, Scott, is 46 points. The Buddy Ryan, as I like to call it.
Going under. I'm going to go under on this one.
Over.
If I'm taking the Jags to win, I'm definitely going with the under.
I'm going to go with the under here, too. I'll hedge my bet just in case Brady really is hurt.
I'll take the over.
Sean, over or under? 46.
I'm going to take the under.
Now, Mark Dukes, our prop bet on the New England-Jacksonville game. Will the longest touchdown scored in the game be over or under 40.5 yards?
Any kind of touchdown, right?
A touchdown. 6 points.
Yeah, over.
You said that with such conviction.
Kickoff return.
Oh, I didn't even think about returns, but I'm still going to go under.
I'm going to go under as well here. Really bringing the energy today.
Jacksonville makes you earn it. The Patriots have been playing good defense. I'll take the under.
All right, Sean. You like a long touchdown return or anything like that tomorrow? Over under 40.5 yards for you, Sean. Is there going to be a touchdown over that?
You guys broke up on me there. I'll take the under.
Going to go with the under. I will go with the under as well.
All right, Minnesota, a 3-point favorite on the road at Philadelphia, playing at Lincoln Financial Stadium in front of 50,000 people wearing dog masks, presumably. Kyle.
I like Minnesota in this one. Philadelphia, good team, good defense, but I just don't think Foles has enough.
So you've got Minnesota, the most tortured NFL fan base of all time. The only reason that the only reason that they're getting to this game, pipe down about the Chiefs, Scott. No one cares. Not Vikings fans like myself. I've been on the bandwagon for 8 days now, and the only reason they're getting to this game is a miraculous finish last week. Oh, the football gods are telling you that this is the Vikings' year. I'll take Minnesota.
I just heard that Jeff Fisher took credit for getting both of these teams to the NFC Championship. Skull, give me the Vikings.
Oh, jeez. Sean.
Business purposes, I got to go with the Vikings. No doubt about it.
Andy Reid will not be within a 250-mile radius of the link tomorrow. Again, like we talked about yesterday, Viking fans, enter at your own, own discretion. Philadelphia is going to win this game.
I agree. Fly you birds.
Is that what's is fly that what they, eagles fly? Eagles fly? I believe there's a song, but I don't know it.
If only somebody was here who hated Philadelphia with a passion.
Don't do that.
The over-under in this game is 39 points. And I have to bat lead off here. I'm going to go ahead and say that this game goes under as well.
Great pick, Todd. It goes under.
Great pick. You're now Alex Corso?
Yes.
Sean, what, over under of 39?
By the way, Sean, thoughts and prayers on the loss of Randall Grichuk to the Toronto Blue Jays today.
You know,
tell you this. I was a Randall Pearson fan, right? He's not a never did player, but I don't like him. I don't know. I'm not that happy about it, but I'm not happy about anything the Cardinals have done this offseason, which is nothing. So, I'll go with the over.
I'm going to go with the over as well. I agree with Sean.
Philadelphia's going to be in lead 19-17, and the Vikings miss a last-second field goal.
Wow, wow.
Ouch. Jeez, ouch. I hate it when he makes me do the math on that. Is that still the under?
That's an under, Todd.
Okay.
Look at the Bears fan over here in his chest.
I take great delight in that.
Both these teams are here because despite lackluster offenses and lackluster quarterbacks, they have strong defenses, so I'm going with the under.
Lackluster is a word that could be used to describe many things today. Minnesota and Philadelphia prop bet. The number of field goals in this game, over, under, 3.5, Alex.
I get to lead off with this one?
Yes, you do. This is successful field goals. They must be made.
I'm going to say that my guy Jake Elliott makes 5 of them, so give me the over.
Oh, gosh.
Over, under, 3.5 successful field goals, Sean.
I'll go with the over.
I'm going with the over as well. I think there's going to be, it's a field goal bonanza Sunday at the link.
Field goal fast, over.
Yep, like I said, lackluster offenses, strong defenses. Those drives are going to stall out. I'm going over.
Oh, Todd.
No, you've all convinced me to take the under.
I was going
to
say.
Such stellar analysis. I'm going to put myself on an island. Our tiebreaker, total points in the Iowa-Purdue game tomorrow at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And, Sean, we will let you go first.
I'm going to go with 178.
Scott? Well, you got to put 85 up there. And then just what else is going to happen? 155.
Yeah, you start with
85.
Purdue, 90, 85, 90, 164.
I was going to make the same joke. You can basically pencil in a good 85 points for Purdue, so then it's basically just up to Iowa. I'm going to say like 145.
169.
180.
There we go.
There you go. Aced out Sean on that one.
6 callers, 319-366-1600. Pick one of the panelists. Whoever has the best week is going to set you up with $30 in gift certificates to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
And the show today includes what?
The show today includes a major announcement about the return of the KGYM road trip. Courtney Cronin, ESPN.com's Minnesota Vikings reporter, is going to be with us as well.
Skull.
Yeah, Skull. And Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com is going to be with me on the back half of the program tonight. We'll talk with former Hawkeye offensive lineman Sean Welsh as he makes preparations for the Senior Bowl and hopefully a career in the NFL.
Cool. You opening early tomorrow morning, Sean?
Nope, we'll be open at regular time, 11 o'clock. Hope to see everybody after the game. I hope they get a decent crowd. We'll see.
Standing room only.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Hey, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, 319-366-1600. Needs 6 contestants. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days in the operation, please let some of our other great listeners have a shot at it here today. All right. Have a good weekend. Wear your purple proudly. Do you have the braids ready to go and all that good stuff?
Oh, Ragnar and I are going to be on the couch drinking whatever it is, Viking, a little Grain Belt and
Schmidt
eating some Ludafisk, and hopefully there's no missed field goal there. Look at the Bears fan over here. See, I'm the Packers fan. Packers fan is being generous here, identifying there's Cubs and Vikings. There's a lot between those two franchises. They get off the schneid this year. It's their year.
Could be.
Or they miss on a last-second field goal.
Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. We'll talk to you tonight at Kennedy.
spear phishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spear phishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance.